Instant inspiration. I am independently wealthy. What does it mean to be independently wealthy? Well, to be independently wealthy means that you have money to do with whatever you choose. You have money to spend however you like. You have money to give away, to buy things for whomever you wish. You have money to do anything you like. But there are times you don't have money. You may come from an independently wealthy family. And there's a hierarchy in the independently wealthy family called mother and father. And mother and father have the money. They may have scads of money, like Mr. Gates, Bill Gates, money that they can't even count. Many people who are rich have money they can't even count. And Bill Gates doesn't just abandonly give that money to his children to spend as they wish. I think they're only a few years old. He doesn't give it abandonly to his wife to spend however she wishes. He doesn't give it abandonly to himself to spend however he wishes. Because if he spends it unwisely, he will be paying taxes for things that he need not pay taxes for. If he spends it unwisely, then the government will come back after him and say, what is this that you have done? How does this fit into your plan? How does it fit? He says, well, I can afford it, and I'm spending it. You say, okay, you're paying 90% tax on your money because you have so much money. Well, it's unfair, but you know. So you see, the government forces people with great wealth to manipulate their money and to be dishonest, not illegal, but dishonest. There's a difference between illegal and dishonest. There are loopholes in the law that let you do many things. The law has many loopholes where you can have tax benefits and nonprofit programs and all that sort of stuff where you don't have to pay taxes. And the law says you should pay taxes on anything that you have, which is over a certain amount of money, because that is helping them run the country. And when you have a great deal of money, then you should be spending a great deal of that on it. Now, if the government would have the same amount of money from the little person as from the big person, then the big people would not tend to be dishonest. They would not tend to look for loopholes. They would pay their fair share like anybody else. But that's not the way it works. Now, in a family, when mother and father have money, they tell the children, here's your allowance. Out of our billions of dollars, we're giving you 100 or 1,000. Your allowance each month is $1,000. You know. Now, for a rich kid, $1,000 is not a terrible lot of money. Because a rich kid buys expensive toys and maintains an expensive hobby. Now, whether he gets $1,000 a month or not, I don't know, but it sounds good. So, the child comes from a wealthy family, and therefore he can say, I am wealthy. And he does have a considerable amount of money for a child to spend. And so when he says, I am wealthy, I have this money, he has that. But his independent wealth only goes so far. And Papa and Mama, their independent wealth only goes so far too. Their independent wealth only goes to the amount of money they have available to spend. They're not really independently wealthy. They're wealthy. But they only have a billion or two that they can spend. And you say, hey, that'll do suit me just fine. But that's not independent wealth. Independent wealth is if you think a thing, you can do it. If you think you want to buy the United States, you can buy it. Now, that's a lot of money. That's more than Bill Gates has. I've always said the Jews, the Hebrews, are a big joke. They're a big joke in wanting to do things. They're a big joke in saying that they want their country. They want Israel back. They want Palestine to be theirs. They want it to be theirs. And I say, you're the people who have the most money in the world, if not in fact, it's available to you. And if you really want Palestine or Israel or any of that area, go buy it. Buy it. Piece by piece by piece. You may have to pay a little bit of money for it, but buy it. And when you got it, you own it. And nobody else owns it. And nobody else can run your country. And when you own the land, then you have the government. And then you determine how it's to be operated. Do you understand that? Mm-hmm. Very simple. We wanted this valley here, and we bought the pieces. We paid dearly for some of them. And that's okay. We have them. It's ours. Forever and ever and ever, unless we sell it or give it away or something. But it's ours. And they're tax exempt. There's no reason why we should ever dispose of it. Unless we have bad judgment. Now, the Israelis, the Hebrews, could buy all of the country they want. But they don't really want it. Because if they could buy it and should buy it, but don't, then there's something else involved. They are a nation that likes to complain. Just like many nations like to complain, but they like to complain. And if they owned that, then they'd have to find something new to complain about. And that's true. Now, wealthy people, they complain about taxes. Well, when you have so much wealth, what benefit does it do for you except to give you manipulation and control over other people? And if your money gives you manipulation and control over other people, then that seems like that's not really what being independently wealthy is all about. But then again, that's what people have money for. Now, Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, the richest men in the world, what do they do with their money? Virtually nothing. They give it to charities, they give it here, and they do that with it, but they just like to have it. It's like a condition. They just like to have it. Now, if we want to be independently wealthy, we cannot have a mother and a father. Because if we have a mother and father, and it comes through that channel, then it comes through that channel to the degree that they agree we can do it. And when we look to our mother and father and say, when they die, we'll get more money, then you limit yourself too. Because what could happen? You could die first, and you'd never get it. Woo-hoo, you know? All that money going to somebody else when it was supposed to come to you just because you died. Well, why did you die? Dying is suicide, you know. Dying is by choice. Well, when you're independently wealthy, you do not concern yourself one tiny little bit of where the money comes from. You do not spend what you don't have, and what you do have, you use wisely, but you do not think where your money comes from. If you say, I am independently wealthy, then you're independently wealthy, and it has nothing to do with a job, it has nothing to do with a bank account, it has nothing to do with anything. Now, as I told you about Getty, he tried to pretend he had no money. And they said, well, what's your name? And he said, Getty. He said, oh, Mr. Getty, anything you want. Yeah. See, it wasn't that he had money. He had the money, true. But it wasn't that he had it in his pocket or they had his credit card with him or anything else. But he was money. He was money. And he didn't have a penny on him, so to speak. But he was money. He was wealth. Can you and I develop a consciousness of wealth like that? Nice, huh? Mm-hmm. That's cool. Okay, now how do you develop a consciousness? How did he develop it? He created himself being the grandson of J. Paul Getty, and the old man died, and his father didn't do too well, but the grandson was given billions on his own, and he just had to do something with it. Now, did he create himself being born to J. Paul Getty? Did he create himself being the grandson? Did he create himself living in that environment? He surely did. Before he came to this experience, he said, I'm going to live a real wealthy life. I'm going to go to this family or that family or whatever and live well. And he is. Now, in his youth, he says, I don't want my parents' money. I don't want that. I don't want that. You know. And then he grows up and he says, hey, it's mine. It's not bad. I can do anything I want with it. I don't want my ability to play the piano. I don't want my ability to paint or be a speaker. I don't want my ability to do anything. It's silly, isn't it? You can't say you don't want what you are. Now, if each of us are independently wealthy, it doesn't mean we have to be born into a wealthy family or any of these things. When we're independently wealthy, money is just there for whatever we choose. John says, I would like to build a house. And so he's walking down the street, and this man comes up to him and says, John, I understand you want to build a house. Yes, I do. Well, I'd like a house built. You build my house, and you can build your house, and we'll pay for it all at once. John says, super duper. So John builds two mansions, swimming pools, all that kind of stuff, and fun stuff, you know, and it's paid for. Now, how did that happen? Well, Herb, you're just making that up. Not if that's your consciousness. Whatever your consciousness is it. Don't you tell me that the man who builds somebody else's house doesn't have enough money in earned profits that he could build his own house. You know? What's markup on building a house? 3,000%? 1,000%? It's a lot of money, a lot of markup. You could build several houses for yourself, you know? Really? Now, don't be stupid. Don't go saying, if I haven't got it in my hand, I haven't got it. It's your consciousness. Independent wealth is only consciousness. It's not spending other people's money. It's not spending something you don't have in your hand. It's not spending something that you're given on a budget. You don't have a budget when you're independently wealthy. But if you're independently wealthy, you don't have a budget. Do you hear that? But if you're not independently wealthy, you have a budget. Well, we are independently wealthy here, and we have a budget. Now, how do you do that? Very simple. Because the money that we have here, it belongs to the corporation. The things that we have here belongs to the corporation for one purpose. To train us and those who come here to walk their spiritual path. Now, we could take you all, as many teachers have done, and say, come with me to the Himalayas, to a cave. Now you go out and beg for food. Now you tend the cave. Now you do this. What would you rather have? Our operation here or the Himalayas, huh? You could go any place. The Himalayas are available to you. There are teachers over there who are perfectly happy to have you, but you do your part. You go out and beg. It's called a mendicant monk. You go out and beg for the food. The Buddha, how did he die? He died of food poisoning. Some of his beggars went out begging for food, and they brought back some poisoned food. They didn't know, but they buy it from this household. They didn't take care of things in such high sanitary conditions. They didn't have them in those days, but they knew how to take care of things. But he died, so big deal. But the thing is, he trained these people. Where'd he get Deer Park from? He treated a woman, and this woman was successful in having good health, and so she says, here, take this piece of land called Deer Park and have your operation there. No, you see, this is the way it goes. When you're independently wealthy, it's just there. The Buddha had great wealth in his personal fortune with his father and mother, their kingdom, so to speak. And he walked away from it, like John Paul Getty. But he was wealth. So wherever he went, everything came to him and developed. This is independent wealth. And this is the kind of independent wealth I'd like to have all of you enjoy. And you can start today. I love you. That went pretty well.